Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this fortnight's edition of Homer Potts Happy Hour. I nearly forgot what the show was called there, Stuart. We obviously don't do it enough. Okay, so I've had a crappy journey down here. I think a lot of you probably know, well, you know, we haven't got a huge amount of listeners. A lot of you probably know that we record this in...
Says
the thing which I look at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So we record this in East Grinstead in Sussex, and I get the train down from Victoria. And today, there was a bit of a problem with the tubes, and I had to actually run for the train. Now, I haven't run for anything, I think, for about 10 years. So it was like an experiment, really. Can you run from the platform at Victoria Station, up the escalators, diagonally across the concourse, onto the train? I made the train, but can you run? The answer is a definite no.
Really?
It's gone. I'm like pumping the old legs, and it was as if I was running in sand or a bloody ball pit or something.
Oh, no.
Nothing there anymore.
He's like a pissed man running in treacle.
Yeah, nothing. It's all gone horribly wrong. It's funny, actually, the other day at the school I work at, we were doing some sort of activity. I don't know how to explain it, really, but I was doing some activities. That's not a very good word, is it, when you're talking about something with 14-year-olds? Anyway, I was doing whatever you want to call it. We were in the sports hall, and we were playing foot cricket, and I thought, I don't want to have to run for the ball. I'll be wicketkeeper. And we had to get everybody to take their shoes off because we hadn't gone specifically into the sports hall to do this activity. We were meant to be down in the woods, so everyone had hiking boots on. So I'm there in my socks, my hiking socks, and I thought, right, here's the ball. I won't bend down and throw it. I'll just boot it down to the far end, slipped, landed on my hip.
Oh no.
Well, no, that wasn't so. It was quite painful. Mm. But it was the fact that when I went back to HQ, everybody said, oh, we heard you had a fall.
Oh.
And I said, I didn't have a fall. I slipped over. I fell over. As soon as people start saying, I've heard you've had a fall,
you're old.
It's the end, isn't it?
Yeah,
you are in that bracket
now,
I'm afraid.
I know. I think I am. And I saw somebody looking really worried. I think they thought they might have had a fractured hip going on, but.
It's inevitable.
I sprung up like you do because you think, how can I look less of a wanker? I need to spring up on
jump
my feet.
Up. Yeah.
And then somebody said, you're definitely hobbling around. Oh,
well, I've been wanting to look into playing netball again, but now I'm wondering if I should be doing walking netball. Have you seen these walking football, walking netball? Because my brother-in-law does walking football and he loves it. He really enjoys it. So I thought, can I do regular netball or am I in the zone of walking netball? I don't know.
The trouble is there sort of seniors regular
Well, I
netball?
Don't know because I'm a bit scared of, you know, going down the process of looking in case.
Having worked in that industry, I think you'll find there are different teams for different abilities and different age groups.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure there will be. You are still too young to do walking.
Okay.
Whatever. But there should be some sort of group that you can go in and say, what's your ability? What's your age? I haven't played for ages. And they should be able to find a team.
You'll have to help me with that because I've been looking.
Suitable.
I can't
well, obviously, there's the massive.
There's one at the
up at East Grinstead. There's this huge that I was involved in
East
getting
Grinstead.
Funding for. Yeah,
I've been in Crawley.
I used to work up there.
Sorry,
but they should be thinking. But I mean, that's a massive thing for, you know, Sport England now is just trying to. One of the biggest things now is trying to get older people back.
Steady.
No, we are with that
no,
age
I
now.
Know.
But it is quite good because I mean a lot of, you know, certainly obviously with cricket kind of offers sport from the cradle to the grave now.
Yeah.
And you start at about under five, and then you go through obviously all the levels of cricket, then into stuff like sporting memories, and that sort of stuff for the older people. So it literally can sort of take you up till you die.
Yeah.
There's always something for someone somewhere.
I'd rather do like a sporting rather than going into the gym and doing all of that.
Yeah.
I like a proper game or
sorry,
a sport.
Sorry, you could probably do it with some more friends and everything.
I mean, there is that. I mean, you can never have too many.
It's interesting. I don't know if it's the case with all sports as you get older, but I've got a friend who's retired from the school that I work at. She was a PE teacher and she plays for the England over 70s hockey team.
Right.
And she played for the over 60s, the over 65s. And she might be listening, but I can't be absolutely sure this, but I'm pretty sure they played the men's Scottish over 75s recently. So, like, the over 70s English ladies and the over 70s Scottish men seem to be a similar level.
Really?
So, yeah, so I think maybe you can start.
I know that we've got, obviously, you know, obviously still playing, you know, sort of in the county championship for Surrey. We have
Surrey seniors.
It is seniors, we're old. But we've got, what, three or four 50s, five or six 60s teams, four 70s teams.
Yeah.
Some counties have got more than that. So, yeah, it's a big thing now.
There you go.
How on earth did we even get straight onto that? You
know, I don't know, really. He's just wandered off about his fucking dodgy hip.
Running for the train and my dodgy hip.
It's a bad day when your legs go. I can't believe your legs have gone at 56. Well, obviously haven't used them for years without realising.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. I haven't, because I've never been much good at sport. But, I mean, I've been good enough to have a go, but I'm not good at any sport particularly. And I haven't played, and I think since I had a knee operation about 8 years ago, I sort of gave up tennis then, so I've not really practiced running.
I remember,
lose your confidence a bit when you have
I remember I was probably
injury.
In my early 40s, kicking and playing, joining in with the kids at school. Ball goes over the top. I think I'll go and get this, and some little shit just runs past me, and you realise that you've got no kick left in your legs at all. And everyone, especially if you worked in sport, the day your legs go, and you thought, oh, this is obviously the day my legs have. There's no power at all, all left in my 42-year-old legs or whatever it was. Never mind. Ho hum.
Anyway.
Apparently, you've got a confession to make.
Well, I have, because the last couple of days, I don't seem to be able to stop using foul language. I've just been effing and blinding foul language.
You can't be that bad, because after the monologue he's just given, I can't believe you haven't sworn at him.
Well, I don't like to swear I try not to, but it's just been rolling off the tongue. The bad stuff as well. I mean, the Fs have been, but
few C bombs.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Really easily. So I'm on the mission to try and curb that, because it's not very nice, is it? But it's just like when I walked in today, it was one of my second word, wasn't it? The F word.
Yeah, but it's been your second word to me, hello something.
Oh, well,
basically
that's just,
since we were in our teens.
Yeah, well, that the W, you've always been, you know, to me.
Seriously, I'm so chuffed.
Oh, yeah. You're a W.
So, when I come in, I always say, hello, wankies, don't I to you?
I know.
And in fact, I've got a WhatsApp group with two of my friends from America, and we're the wankers. So,
I'll bet the Americans love it. They do, be referred to as wankers.
And that was really embarrassing when we went to buy a second-hand car, and the guy was desperate to chat about the differences between the Americans and us and what we say and everything. He said, so tell me, explain the word wanker. I was like, oh no. It was so embarrassing.
I remember having to do that.
We're in America.
What's a wanker?
What's a wanker? What's a wanker?
I had to. Yeah,
I went to football. I've had to move my seats at football. So I went with Hannah on.
Because you're a wanker, was that?
Well, you'll come to that in a minute. And we... So on one hand, obviously, I've got Hannah. And then on the other hand, there's four blokes from America who had just come to watch. So obviously, I'm sitting with a football tourist now. That's what I do. And these American guys. So I started talking to them. And I said, oh, what are you here for? And they'd come over for the weekend. They're four Jets fans. And they've come over for the weekend to go and see the Jets play the Vikings at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So they've just picked up a game on the Saturday. And so they've obviously enjoyed themselves, obviously, down there. And they said to me, do you know anything about the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium? And I said, it's a fantastic stadium, but they're all wankers. Which, of course, the four of them found immensely amusing. And all of the four goes, hey, he said the wanker word. Hey, you are a wanker. So they just thought it was immensely amusing.
Yeah, there's certain words that are just so good, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I'm going to really make an effort.
I'm trying to
make an effort to not swear so much and not drink wine during the week.
The two correlating? Or the more you're drinking wine, the more you're throwing out some F-bombs?
Maybe. But yeah, just try not to drink so much during the week. As you're getting older, I can't sleep. The hangovers are worse and the sleeping's worse. And so,
do you find that when you have dinner during the week at home, you always think, oh, I have to have a glass of wine with this?
Yeah. So what I'm trying to do is just have a very small glass, or even just that first
just half a bottle now.
Yeah, but just not going back for more. Just for one glass, and then that's it.
What sort of wine do you pair with chicken nugget and chips?
anything that she can get.
A Chardonnay.
A bit of Blue Nun.
Bit of Blue Nun. Oh, Blue Nun. What was it? Lambrusco as well, I used to love. Yeah.
So Stuart, that's me. That's you, Dan. Stuart, what are we... What were we going to discuss
I've
today?
Got a moan first before we go into the menu.
Excellent. We all love Brilliant. A moan.
I've got a proper moan, and this moan happened yesterday. A lot of people will understand the fact you come back from your summer holidays and you think, right, it's time for a bit of a declutter. So we've got too much rubbish in our cupboards and all of them, so we're going to have a declutter. So basically, me and Mrs. Simmons, he said, right, we're going to do this. So she went upstairs and started... clearing out. I went to the garden and did the garden.
Stuart's clothes.
Yeah.
Put him in a suitcase.
She said, it's time for him to go.
The ultimate declutter.
And obviously there was, and then obviously I'm in the garden and I get the text, come upstairs now. I'm thinking, excellent. Excellent. Oh, children are gone. Let's go. So I obviously, quickly in from the garden, and I was utterly disappointed to find out that she's very proud of herself because this is what she cleared out, and all her clothes are on the bed. There's a mountain of clothes that she has cleared out.
Why didn't she call me? Well, because plenty of other people would love to have a look at that mound of clothes.
She doesn't like you. And
I thought you said because she thought that Loney would be like a bigger size.
you are evil.
She said there's no way she'll. I offered them to Loney and she said, She's nowhere. She's one leg or two.
You're so mean.
So we did that. So she did. So there's mountains of clothes on the bed. So obviously I've said, all right, okay, well, we'll take them to the charity shops in town because, of course, there's loads of them now in all town.
Well, not try and sell them. Or...
Shut up.
Oh, my anyway, goodness. Anyway, so.
Oh, you're going to get emails about that.
Gonna, that's another email
you
coming
told
in.
To shut up.
You can shut up.
I haven't actually,
shut
have
up.
I?
Not for a while.
Months, even.
Anyway, so we do that. So anyway, so it's bad time. So I said, right, I'll do that whilst rushing away. So yesterday, I went into the, I got them all down, on hangers. It took me bloody ages to get them into the back of the car. Try not to drop them so they don't get dirty. Get into the shop I'm going to take them to, which is the British Red Cross. I'm going to name and shame. Get in there. Woman's about our kind of age. She looks at me up and down, looks at these clothes. And these are like, anyone knows Jackie Simmons? Yeah. These clothes are
She doesn't go to Primark, does
these
she?
Clothes, are, they're not from Primark.
I bet they had labels on
some of
them as well.
Yeah, shamefully, some of them still had quite a lot of labels on them. Not been touched.
What charity show was this?
I'm running into
Hang on, I've got a headache. I've got to go.
So she, it's funny. And so she goes in and, she grudgingly said, all right, I'll take them. I was like, oh, well, thanks so much. So anyway, so I walk across the road and I start getting them. I said, it's going to take me two or three visits to get them all. Would you like to come and help? No.
Right.
So, but I'll have to do it then. So basically get out of the car, two big hangers full on each arm.
Yeah.
Walk them in, walk into the shop, says, oh, we don't take them with the hangers.
Oh for joking.
I was like, excuse my French, are you fucking joking?
That's
so
not helping
I
my
just
cause.
Turned straight round, put them back in the car, and I went to another one.
Did you bring them back? Here, home? Are they here?
No, they're in another charity shop in East Grinstead, which is full of charity shops. And they did too. They were slightly nicer, not massively nicer, but they took them
probably,
all.
I think I've the trouble is they're run by volunteers, aren't they? I think charity shops all have a shop manager. And if you get a volunteer, you can get somebody of questionable...
so angry.
But they have started turning stuff away. I found that as well. I went to the big one because I always support St. Peter's, St. James's Hospice because of my mum. And they have a big distribution centre and they closed it down for a week. They said, no, we've just got too much stuff. Don't bring any more. And I went with a big bag of hangers and they were said, no, we don't want the hangers. No, take them away. And a few other things. No, we don't want that.
So, they're so picky.
But she should sell them on Vinted or something like that.
Actually, I've seen an advert on the telly.
But then I was just showing Stuart one of my communications. So I put on a £10 pair of trousers for I was selling for the boys, and somebody offered me £6. So I thought, oh, here we go. I've got to start the whole back and forth. And then I said 8.50. She came back with 7. And then for 50p. And so I've sold them in the end for £7.50. And it was back and forth for so long. So there is, I don't know, there's pros and cons to it.
As
you
an
can
early
get some
rate
good stuff.
Distribution here, is it really worth it?
Well, I know. But then I've made a nice little collection in Vinted. And then I bought, like Rory wanted some new football boots. I bought a pair of them off there. They might be fake. We thought they were real, but
they were fake. But sold for the equivalent of a bot.
Is Vinted better to put it on than eBay?
Well, I don't know. I've never done eBay, but Vinted is really easy.
Right.
It's so easy. It's literally taking a photograph, uploading it, and then I bought some. Oh, that was a ping. Might be another sale going through.
Someone's offered you
£4.50. So, but yeah, a lot of people are raving about it at the moment, and it's. I've been doing a few.
I've
been selling
nothing like clothes that I could sell. I mean, I wear my clothes until they fall apart, basically.
Really?
Oh God, yeah. Absolutely.
You live in band t-shirts, and you've always lived in band t-shirts.
I always got one on today.
Right, actually. Dead
What's that one? Dead Man's Whiskey.
There you go.
Oh. There you go.
I know, yeah, yeah. My winter wardrobe is my summer wardrobe with a jumper.
Do you not enjoy shopping?
Nah.
Duh, no. Really?
I think, you know.
I suppose not many guys do.
And Stuart could afford to dress in sort of designer stuff, and you wear jeans, T-shirts and a jumper
designer
mostly,
top.
Don't you?
But designer top.
Talking about designers, I went to Paris.
Oh, yes.
Fashion
Paris.
Week. Yes.
Oh.
Amazing. It was really good. I was only there for 36 hours or something. Met my friend who had been invited. So she went to one of the big shows. She was front row and they took her out for dinner. And then she went to the opera for one of the big, big ones. And I was just in the background.
Waiting in a cafe.
In the hotel. Yeah. But just to experience it and to go out for lunch and to dinner and see all these models. My goodness. Some of them are absolutely stunning. Tiny weenie, but also, especially in the Chanel show, there was, you know, plus size, which is fantastic. But yes, it was amazing. It was very good. Why did you look at him then? Why?
No,
why?
You said there were plus ones and it was fantastic. And I was looking at Stuart.
I lost my train of thought then because you looked at each other.
I didn't say anything derogatory.
I was desperately waiting for Stuart's face to go.
I didn't say anything.
I know. But he didn't. So fair dues.
He did, yeah.
Fair dues. But it was amazing. It was wonderful. It was a great atmosphere and I enjoyed my little snippet of that life and then come back to normal.
Did you have anybody come up to you and say, oh, hello, what do you do? And then you had to disappoint them.
No.
And say the way you're involved in fashion is selling your son's.
Yeah, I've been sitting on the bed watching my friends.
On Vinted.
Yes, I'm Vinted's executive.
Yeah. No, there was none of that.
I remember a mate of mine and Stuart's called Dan, who is a listener. Hello, Dan, if you're listening, which you will be, won't
he? He will be.
He got me tickets to the 1999 Rugby World Cup final in the executive hospitality area that was sort of it was Will Carling and his wife were sort of hosting it there. It's a proper big stuff and I sat at this table and I said to this bloke sat next to me, what do you do? And he said, oh, I work for Reuters. And I said, all right, what do you do for them? He said, well, I'm managing director really. And what do you do? And I said, I'm just Dan's mate, basically.
I didn't feel a bit like that, actually.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Once we'd got past that, he actually spent the whole time talking to me because I think I might have been slightly less boring than all the other managing directors people sat around him.
Blimey.
And he was just, yeah, that's saying something, isn't it?
Christ.
And he just wanted to talk about rugby and, you know, and how he remembered his life 20 years earlier before he got a decent job.
Time. But it was amazing, actually, to go into some of these big stores. I mean, you know what it's like going with your girls. But going into these stores and being treated the way they treated her and how lovely she was to them too. But it is another world of... it's just another world. It was lovely to be part of it. But you can, you know, share that a bit more with Stuart. But it was lovely.
Yeah.
And some of the clothes... about 36 hours.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I flew in.
And still managed
I had
to put
a driver
65
me.
Pictures on Instagram.
I didn't.
You put millions.
No,
on.
I didn't.
You did.
My friend did, and she tagged me.
Oh, that's right.
That old chest.
So, yeah, but it was wonderful, and it was lovely to see her again. So, yeah, I had a great time.
Good.
Oh, bless.
Hmm.
Bless. How are we doing for time?
We're doing well. It's just the right for to have our first break.
First break.
Yeah. We did have some sort of a running order, I believe, but. Are we running on the running order or have we gone?
Well, no, we've just jabbled off again.
It's all gone off, isn't it?
Yeah, but we can get back to it. We can get back on track.
So we're going to have a break.
Check the cricket score.
Yeah, that's true, because it's all looking quite exciting, isn't it? Ollie Pope, very disappointed this morning.
Yeah.
Saw the two blokes either side of him get 250 and 300 odd, and he got nothing in
Second
two balls,
ball.
Didn't he?
Second ball, good
that's,
effort.
That's Surrey for you.
Well, that
okay, then. So we're going to have a break now, and we'll be back in a mo. We'll be right back.
we're back. So, everyone all right? Everyone okay?
I said, and we're back, and then forgot.
And we're back, and I need to talk. But best is England have got at least one more wicket.
Excellent.
Right. Emails. We've had a few emails since our return. Okay. I finally managed to get online and get them.
Yeah, that was very funny. Because it took Google... 10 minutes.
Well, that's it. But Google have been tricky. So, bless you, dear.
Bless you.
Bless you, dear. So, remember that the email is
this is superb.
Oh my God, I do a lot of sneezes. I think my record's 11.
Did you actually just snot on your sleeve?
No, because when I worked at the school, you sneeze into your elbow.
Yeah, in COVID,
you
don't.
You sneeze into your elbow, so I always do that. You don't sneeze into your hand because then I sneezed into my elbow. Thank you. Just nothing wrong with that.
Did you give it like a Gilbert free zone?
No, that's what you're supposed to do. You don't want your hands, do you?
You're right, you've got a green top on, you'll be okay. So anyway, before she decided to be so unsavoury, we've got some one particular email. Thank you to Jan Skinner.
Oh, hang Skinner, on. I know him.
662 Skinner 662 at btinternet.com. Dear Mr. Potts, I'm writing to complain in the strongest terms about the incompetence of your latest quiz setter. It's obviously before things. Obviously not last week.
No, it won't be me. Well, I was panicking.
You
at
need
first.
To set a quiz, by the way. It's about time. Someone said that to me.
Is it you?
No, it's not me. That's why I'm reading it, because if it was me, they could fuck off. I believe he calls himself Adrian, so basically that's a bit of a clue in the title. Although I suspect he has many aliases. He incorrectly stated that Miss Hepburn was from the Netherlands, of all good godforsaken places.
Do you remember that quiz?
Rather than the delightful Belgium.
Oh.
I have always wished to take care of Audrey, and still do to this day. I trust he will be released from your employ and receive a sound thrashing. Yours, Angry from Barnet.
Bloody cheat. So you wait till I see him. My sister brought that up as well, and she said to me, she's from Belgium. I was convinced she was Dutch. We did that the quiz.
That was the last one of the summer ones.
Yeah, it was the Reform Party quiz. You don't look English. Where are you from?
Oh, right, that's right.
And Audrey, I said she was Dutch. You said she was Danish.
Austrian.
Or Austrian.
I thought Austrian,
one of you said Danish, one Luxembourg. Anyway.
I think I got it
Well,
wrong.
I can only apologise
actually, I think I said she was from Belgium, which if you go back, and I obviously got one more point, which meant I would have won.
Oh, for God's sake.
So not that we're bits and twisted, but no, I think you find a one.
I'm absolutely convinced she's obviously Belgian. I think he probably looked it up. She was brought up in the Netherlands.
Are you not going to... Well, they're very close to each other.
Yeah, I know.
They are very close to each other. And you're not going to argue profusely with them
There's
on
no
Facebook
point,
or social media.
I feel like I need to apologise for last week's quiz because I was a bit down on the old Beatles and I got told off for that. So I apologise.
I don't see anyone could be
down
not
on Beatles.
Up with the Beatles.
Just
really,
never been a fan. That's never
ridiculous.
Really
what
been a fan.
What is wrong with you?
I like a couple. I like Let It Be and there's a... What's the one about a bird? Blackbird. But it's never... So I do apologise, especially to my friend Hannah, who was cross with me.
Good. Yeah. Hannah, you absolutely spot on. So, so that was very nice. Keep the emails coming in. infohomeopots@gmail.com. Oh, have you gone?
I've got a message here. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was... this is actually... it was a WhatsApp message to us. And this is... it came from my nephew. But he said it actually originally came from Rhiannon from Hitchin.
Oh, okay.
Ever been to Hitchin?
No.
Not for a while.
It's quite nice, Hitchin. Mm. It's got one of those sort of, you know, those marketplace things that look a bit like the Acropolis.
No one can see your hand movements, by the way.
I know, but I'm trying to sort of describe it to you, really. Anyway, that's by the by.
So worth
and,
it.
And anyway, she's asked, what is the most British thing? When you think of something that's British, what is the most British thing?
Well, a thing, tea. What I mean, like a thing
well,
of
a cup
what,
of tea.
A cup of tea.
That's sort of Indian, isn't it? Really?
No, but it would have been from the, you know,
from the
colonies.
From the Rajas. I think they probably drank tea before we.
Well, maybe I don't.
We
know.
Steamrolled into the place. I think I was trying to think because you've got very obvious things like queuing, haven't you, and stuff like that.
And this apologising, you know, like not being confident about, you know, somebody says, oh, that's amazing. Oh, it is amazing. You're like, oh, no, what this? No, it's nothing. You know, that can be a little bit of an English
I was talking to somebody the other day who said that we say please and thank you all the time.
Mm.
And in other, even European cultures and languages, Spanish, that was it. My sister-in-law was saying that our cousin kept saying to her, stop saying please. Can you pass this, please? She said, in Spain, they'd just say, pass that over to me.
Mm.
Pass that over to me. Because that's basically all you need to do. And we say please and thank you too much. I was thinking, really, the thing that is most British is if you're in a pub and somebody falls over or drops their drink, everyone just goes, wanker!
Hey!
Wanker! And I think that's... Yeah, that's a very British thing. Yeah, I don't think you get that elsewhere.
So I don't hear wanker, but I do hear the cheer.
Yes, I wouldn't swear. I might have
everybody just
guffaw.
Cheers.
Hey!
Yeah, yes. That sort of thing.
You've gone totally down a different tangent to me. I was going to say a roast dinner. Oh!
Well, that's similar to a Yorkshire pudding roast dinner. Yeah.
Yeah, with the full roasties. And, you know, it's very British.
It is, actually, because I don't think they do it on the continent at all, do they? They still have them in Australia and New Zealand.
Well, you need to be the kiddie for this question because obviously you lived overseas for a number of years. You got very, well, not homesick, but you got very...
Certain food.
Nostalgic for stuff from
home,
didn't you?
The Yorkshire puddings. Yeah. And then when friends have come over from America, we've taken them for a big roast dinner, like the Yorkshire pudding. Like, is it sweet? Is it savoury? Or how does it work? Yeah. So that has been a big one.
Did you go to the British section of the supermarket and buy,
because there was what was it called, the Tesco Fresh and Easy was in California.
That's right,
so that was fantastic.
Was that part
you would
of Tesco
go and
then,
get
or something?
Yes,
right.
And so you'd get quite a few bits from there, but then some of it was some of the stuff that they thought you'd be desperate for. We were like, what?
Really?
I've never had that.
I know,
that.
we take Lucy's
cans of spotted dick and you know things like that.
Spotted dick.
But there's most of the big supermarkets had a section for the English foods. I mean, it was quite a bit more expensive.
We take Lucy shopping before we go home, as per usual. And often the supermarkets that she goes to, there is an English or British section. It's got like Jammy Dodgers.
Yeah, Weetabix.
Ribena.
I bet they cost a fortune.
They are expensive. Salad cream.
Legal thiever and that sort of stuff.
So you'd bring it all back. So my cases used to be
I used to have to... Do you remember I used to come see you? Mm-hmm. And she used to make me bring... I had to bring bags of Shreddies.
Yes. Yeah.
God,
well, I
remember going through
Shreddies.
Heathrow with about three boxes of Shreddies for you.
Yes. It's funny the
Shreddies
things that you miss, but I've had Shreddies since I was little.
They were a Nabisco. And I thought that was an American company. It's funny how,
there.
I mean, I've seen people, Americans talking about the fact that the British are obsessed with baked beans. And we are. But I think I looked up something which said... Something like 800 million cans a year are sold in the
UK. Why on earth would you look?
Because we're talking about British things.
Why?
They have baked beans.
I do that sometimes. Sometimes I'm lying in bed and it might be 2 a.m. and I'll think of something and I'll have to get my phone and look it up. And it might be, I wonder how many cans of baked beans. Anyway, something like 800 million cans.
Jesus Christ.
Poor Jane.
Of baked beans are sold in the UK every year.
Oh.
And the next highest in the world was America. And it was something like 75
But it's
million.
Not our baked beans. It's not the Heinz baked beans that Americans
have.
Yeah,
but
they
Heinz
have
is an American
one.
Company.
Oh, because they're not used to
they
the ones
the
in tomato.
Ones, yeah,
they have their
other,
which were nice, but they're not
they're
the
just,
same
like
as our baked
beans, don't they? Or something.
They make these, their baked beans as well. And
see, the thing, if you go, do you remember, if you go to Disneyland and you go to that sort of, you know, Epcot, wherever, the tour of the world and all the things. And of course, the big thing in Britain is a pub.
Yeah.
Yes.
And everything's a pub.
Yeah.
Now, that obviously may be different 30 years ago from when we went there because, you know, the pub culture is gone. But basically that would have been about the British, your pub.
Yes.
Your pub, your
and
pines,
everybody who comes over wants
pub,
to do
community,
that.
Community.
Yeah.
I remember when we went into the Epcot Centre, we went in that pub.
Yeah.
And you knew it wasn't British because the toilets are spotless.
Yes.
Well, they're absolutely
spotless.
Do they
have the great big gaps in the doors as well? That drives me mad about the toilets in America. You can make eye contact with somebody who's waiting to use your toilet through the door.
Really?
They have these massive, great cracks in the doors.
What
so I used to love when
for?
We'd land at Heathrow and I go to the toilet and I was fully enclosed. Because otherwise you can see, you can look. People can see you sitting on the toilet.
You're
through
not
the
coming
gaps
out
the
well
doors.
Out of this.
I think British toilet doors are coming out rather well. That
they
sounds
are.
Ridiculous.
They really are.
Yes,
but you ask.
Thing, just another thing we've got over the Yanks.
Yeah, definitely. What else is there that's very English?
British,
sorry.
Oh, she's
upsetting the world. Am I going to be in trouble?
Another advert for the Reform Party.
I'm really hot.
Football focus. No, they probably have similar things elsewhere, don't they?
Yeah, well, people but I do. Think... Everyone does sport in different things, yeah.
But football's, what I find disappointing...
Football violence, football. But not anyway. Football
no,
violence, not that anywhere.
We used to be good at that, didn't
we? Used to be
now
great at
absolutely
that.
Absolutely useless at football violence. The Europeans are much better. What I always find quite interesting is that the Italians are superb at football violence now.
Right.
But Italians, every Italian I've ever met, you couldn't imagine them being violent in the very slightest. They're just all... They seem to be
lovely,
sort of classy and very nice, and they have this lovely language. It turns out
they're all ultras.
They're all hooligans. Yeah, the lot of them.
Are they?
No,
oh, not all of them, obviously. That's a bit of a sweeping statement.
That's a bit of a whopping sweeping statement there.
Anyway, that's something that's not typically Italian. And yeah, we should rehearse this more. I can't think of anything else that's typically British.
That's a few good ones,
sir. Yeah, so we'll move on.
Few good ones,
have you been watching Captain Scarlet?
Oh, Lord, we've just gone highbrow now.
Where's my phone? Hang on, I'm out.
Because Channel 82 on Freeview on Talking Pictures TV, they're showing Captain Scarlet every Saturday morning at the minute.
Oh, it's quite sweet. It's on a Saturday morning.
That yeah,
used
it
to
is
be,
on a Saturday morning.
That
it's
used to
good,
be when
yeah.
the kids, you know, the
well, actually,
kids' shows
I did,
are...
I have watched it, but I did record it.
Series record. Yeah, that's what I've done. Recorded. I don't get up on
now, what's the difference between Captain Scarlet and Thunderbirds?
Well, masses, really.
Is it?
Well, they're different programmes, but they were made by the same
Is it
people.
Like a spin-off? From...
No, it was the next series after Thunderbirds.
Oh, okay.
But they did it with slightly different technology, so they made the heads smaller. He always wanted them to look more realistic, as if they wanted to look like heads. But everyone...
The Thunderbirds had big heads.
Much bigger heads.
And in fact, Stingray's characters, that was the one before Thunderbirds, had even bigger heads.
Yeah.
Troy Tempest's head was massive.
Massive head.
What is it about Thunderbirds that is so good to you?
There was nothing better.
Nothing good. It's just the greatest programme
of all time.
There was nothing
better.
Is it because, was there innuendos? Was it funny?
No, the plots were so imaginative, weren't they?
Yeah, for its time. When you were a young kid, it was just so exciting. The crafts and the vehicles. And
did you have
so...
that island? Or the Blue
Tracy
Peter
Island?
Thing? Yeah.
We're way older than Blue Peter. That was when it, they're like, it's rehash. Yeah. But it was just so good when we were kids. I'm going to say this sounds incredibly sad now.
It's done so well beforehand.
No, exactly, when you suddenly said the word, have you seen Captain
Well, I don't
Scarlet?
Know why I said that, because it's not even on the bloody
well,
list to talk about.
He said, there is now
came
a,
into my head.
Now a, there's now an app, apparently, that you can get like your favourite rescue from Thunderbirds. And obviously when, you know, Scott or Virgil or whatever are doing the rescue in
the
their crabs.
The crab locker.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you could pick that one. Okay, you want to pick the old crab locker or whatever. And, or you want to land the plane on the three little cars.
Oh, that was a great
greatest
one,
episode ever.
Yeah.
And now you can they can add your face instead of Virgil's.
Oh!
So you're actually, you're driving the first car as it goes down the thing. Obviously, I haven't had a go yet.
Right.
Yet. But yeah, I did see it on this thing on Instagram. I thought, oh, bloody hell.
That's so, yeah. Sad.
So I know. I don't really care.
Nice you've got an interest.
Yeah. But I'm finding Captain Scarlet disappointing compared to Thunderbird.
Yeah, it's nowhere near as good.
No, and the plots are very similar for each program. Do you know the premise of Captain Scarlet?
Not
okay. So the Mysterons are from Mars, aren't they?
They are from Mars.
Yeah, and Earth has basically waged war unnecessarily on the Mysterons, and they want their revenge on Earth. And what the Mysterons can do is they can destroy, and then. What's the word?
Reanimate and become
whatever they've destroyed, and that can be an object or a person as a Mysteron. And therefore, so let's say the Mysterons got to you and that you wanted, let's say they wanted to assassinate Stuart.
Why would you want to do that?
They could
Listening to this, possibly.
Kill you, and then literally within seconds, you're back, but you're now a Mysteron.
But he sure doesn't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's going to be really easy for me to kill him then, isn't it?
Yeah, you just go to the drawer. When you're after those fondant fancies, you just get a drawer with a knife and kill him. But that's basically the premise of it. And that's what they do in every single episode. Yeah.
So and then when do they find out that
At the end. Yeah, at the end when we've foiled.
But then do you always win? Do you always like foil
No, the, actually that was one of the things. Whereas in Thunderbirds, they always rescued them. No one ever died. They always ended up happy.
Right.
Captain Scarlet didn't.
Death. Plenty of death.
A lot of death in it.
Oh, okay.
Lots of death. And the thing I liked about Captain Scarlet when you were a kid, of course, at the end of it, you know, because the premise is, of course, is Captain Scarlet became a Mistron, and then it all went wrong, and he then became indestructible. So Captain Scarlet couldn't die, and that was the whole premise of the thing. This man was indestructible. So when we were kids, they used to have to say at the end of Captain Scarlet, Captain Scarlet is indestructible, you are not. Do not do what he does. Because you were finding kids were playing Captain Scarlet, chucking themselves out the window and finding out they weren't indestructible.
Right. No.
So they had to start adding that to think, how the fuck have we ended up on this one?
I don't know, but I think we need to get off it.
We do. What listenership we had, I think we've lost.
Definitely.
We have.
Anyway, Channel 82, Saturday mornings. Okay, then. So what we're going to do is we are going to have a quiz.
Ooh.
Now, should we have a break or should we go straight into it? I think we can go straight
just
into
go
this
for
quiz,
it.
Can't we? Okay, so I thought of this quiz when I was watching telly the other day. I was watching Top of the Pops 1978 was on BBC Four.
Oh, Greece. Brilliant.
And you say brilliant, you might not like this now.
Okay.
So this quiz is called One Hit Wonders.
Okay.
So what
I think you two should go on Popmaster, actually. I listened to that Ken Bruce on Grace Hits.
I don't know anything
I think you
after
should
the
do
mid
Popmaster.
90s or the late 90s at the very latest. Because when I was looking up all these one hit wonders, there's loads of one hit wonders now because
most people only have one hit often.
Yeah, and there's lots of streaming. And I genuinely had never heard of like the last 20 of them, hadn't even heard of the. It's not a case of, right, you might play a song and it's Ariana Grande. And I wouldn't know it's Ariana Grande, but I've heard of her.
Right.
And I was thinking, well, it could be Dua Lipa, and I've heard of her, but I don't know any of that. But these people I'd never even heard of.
Oh, great.
And they all had number ones. No, these lot you would have heard of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was more one-hit wonders back in the day. We did, we did, you know, if you like a quiz, I mean, obviously Quiz Boy's not here today because he's a proper quizzer. But yeah, now we've done stuff where there's like music quizzes. And if it's on, you know, 70s, 80s, maybe up to possibly the end of the 90s, yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
After that, absolutely useless.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go through these. So get your pencils and papers ready. Mm-hmm. I couldn't decide whether to do the artist and you name the song or the song and you name the artist. So what I'm going to do is name the song, because if you don't know the song, I'll give you a little excerpt.
Oh, lordy.
Oh, we haven't done a choir chat. Was there
No,
for God's sake. Captain Scarlet was bad enough.
Okay,
so we'll kick off, and what we'll do is I've got a list of loads of them here, and I'm probably not going to do the lot. So I'll see the looks on your faces, and if there's a lot of looks on your faces saying, oh, Christ, I've no idea who that is, I know the song.
He can see your paper, by the way.
Yeah, but he can't.
I can't read.
I can't read.
Oh,
I'm blind.
He's got the wrong glasses
on.
I'm blind.
Okay, right. So the first one, it's sort of vaguely in date order, but I might mix them up a little bit. So the first one is Dolce Vita. That's it. Who's that by? You don't know, do you?
I don't have
you
no
know
idea.
The song.
I,
we're living like it was terrible, isn't it?
Oh,
anyway,
I love
but it
that
was
that
a hit.
Reminds me.
Was a hit.
Oh, hang on.
Number one all over Europe. So Dolce Vita, that's your number one.
Do you get a point for one of the two?
No, because I've just told you the name of the song.
No, the person who did it.
Oh yeah, you just get a point for the person who
but
did it.
But why has he got one of his if the two no, instead of like Stuart Simmons, if I put Stuart, but I can't remember his surname, do I get 1 point?
Oh yeah, all right then.
Good.
Okay. So we'll give 2 points. So
right,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what we're gonna do with the next one then, because the next one is Nut Rocker.
No.
Very famous, that is, If You're 68. So that's one for the kids there. Number three, Zoom.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got that one.
Oh, that takes me back to being on the residential violin course, the disc at the end.
That actually, when I first started going out with the young Mrs. Simmons, I looked at her record collection and thought, Christ, she's got Zoom in her collection. Can I really marry this woman?
Okay. The next one is, I'm going to say it in the way that he says it, fire.
Da, da, da.
I get you to burn.
Oh, God.
Not
you must
clue.
Know that.
Not
I do know that one, but I don't know who did it.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I might bring you slightly more up to date then. We're obviously going back too far here. So the next one is Sugar.
Oh, these all remind me of my sister.
Was your sister Lena Zavaroni or something?
No, but I remember in Dolce Vita, she'd come back from the school skiing trip and she'd played it over and over and over.
Okay, number six coming up.
Hang on, what was it?
Number five is Sugar Sugar.
Sugar Sugar.
Is that Sugar Sugar? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, God.
I'm doing very badly here.
Number six, Wandering Star.
Oh, that's...
Do you know the song?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Oh, give us a rendition, though.
Nope. Again, that would be worse than Captain Scarlet, chap.
Number seven, Spirit in the Sky.
Now, I'm going to be
The original version.
Oh, hang on.
Which is
it's
the
been
one
number one three times, so yeah. I think I can have any one of the three. And they were all one hit wonders.
No, they weren't. No, because the one with the wanker in the 80s, he had another hit.
Did he? Of you.
I'll let you have either of them.
Yeah, I'll do that because I definitely know.
But if you get both, you're not getting double.
Oh, okay. Now, I saw him. They supported Simple Minds at Milton Keynes in 1986 when there's 70,000 people at Milton Keynes. And, obviously when everyone... basically the grass just went through the grass and just became sand.
Yeah.
And people used to, fill up those, bottles, either piss in them or they basically fill them with sand. And so basically a doctor and medics are playing before, before
giving away the answer there.
Sorry, just put that down.
I missed
just
it.
Put that down.
No,
too late.
Missed it.
Too late.
Looking up, yeah.
But the thing, so basically they're playing and someone luzzes this bottle full of sand and it hits the bassist and fucking knocks him out, Sparko.
When
you look at it, I mean, that could kill him.
Yeah.
He was out, totally out. And everyone think, oh, come on, get up. And then you suddenly realise he wasn't getting up. And then the paramedics come on about 15 later. And this bloke who obviously threw it, he's trying to scuttle under and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, Christ almighty.
I know.
Anyway,
I can
sorry,
see
we're,
the guy.
We're
I can't
to be in
get
the middle
it.
Of a quiz here.
I can't get it. I can see what he looks like.
We're in the middle of a quiz here. So the next one is Barbados.
Whoa!
That's the one.
I know the songs, I just can't remember who did them.
I know. We might have a problem that even the listeners have got the same trouble here. So Barbados.
Oh, hang on. I do know that one. Hang on.
Next one, there's a clue in it. Got that one? Number nine. Float on. Float. Float on. Do you remember?
No.
No.
Cancer. And my name is Larry.
Next one.
Shut up in your face.
Oh.
Is that number 10 or number 11?
Number 10.
That is... Yeah, I got that one.
Oh.
What's the matter, you? Hey. That's
okay, next one. This one is for Loney. If you don't know this one, then there's no hope.
Oh, God.
I'll be there for you. It was a theme song to a very famous American comedy show.
Oh, it's I watched it this morning as I was having my breakfast.
You don't get a point for the show.
Okay.
Is that number 11?
Yeah.
Oh God, who? Oh yes, I know that. Yes, yeah, I know. Yep.
Number 12. I'll do 14, I think. No, I'm gonna do 15. Number 12, Uptown Top Ranking.
I don't know who they are.
When you're probably
top ranking.
Just 5 years too young.
Yeah.
I still don't.
So these are all these are actually all very famous ones.
I think
because everyone knows the songs.
I know the songs.
If you'd have done the artist, I think I was more likely to get the record.
Right, yeah.
Because that's art's basis. I clearly haven't done that well.
Here's one. Granddad.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
This is where my children say, I hate you when you lot do quizzes because they're all 13. For old people.
It was that girl, wasn't it?
Nope.
It was like the children's choir.
Nope.
Oh.
No.
I'm thinking, Granddad, we love you.
That's Grandma, we love you.
Grandma.
That is on the list, but I wasn't going to say that
one. Can we have that one? Yeah, we have
Do you know that one?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Okay,
that
so get Grandma. That one down. The next one is...
Grandma.
Grandma, there's no one quite like Grandma. Grandma.
Yeah, I got that.
I can see her face and I can see what the girl was wearing.
Yeah, she had like a lisp, didn't she?
I was in Mallorca on the boys' holiday.
Hang on a minute, let's get the quiz out.
No,
of the way.
It's a good all story. Right, I was in Mallorca on a boys' quality, and this girl was in the bar, and she's a bit pissed, and she's saying, "You know something?" She said, "Well, I've had a number one hit," and we were like, "Fuck off, you have." This sort of stuff. I've had a number one quit. I've had a number one. La, la, la. And she said, after all this, she said, "I was in."
Oh, right. There you go. And she was said in.
Choir, isn't it?
Yeah, so. I was in this.
Okay,
choir.
The final one. You'll all know this one. It's just called Mickey.
Mickey, you have to find that one.
Yeah. Please tell me you know who that is.
I have no idea.
Have you not?
Oh, I can see her. I can visualise.
Hang on, you mean, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, fine. Mo, 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 Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
That's a bit of a shock because I always thought she was rather attractive.
She was quite nice with that very short skirt.
Apparently she's 82 now.
No, she's not. Yeah.
Apparently she's 82.
Does she still wear
she looked very good for her age then. And I thought, so she would have probably been 89, 80.
That would have been early 80s.
Yeah, no, I mean, she was probably about 39. To 41 when it came out.
Not that I'm telling you how to do your quiz.
Yeah.
But where the bloody hell's Chesney Hawkes?
Oh, I just...
Or Hanson, was it?
No, no, it's because he wasn't really a one-hit wonder. It's just that nobody can remember his other hits. No, because he had a couple of top 20s and maybe a top 10. Whereas these are proper one-hit wonders. Okay, so that's the end of the quiz, everybody. Right. We're going to go for a quick break because I need a wee and I might have another coffee. And then we'll come back with the answers, which will be fine for you, because for you, that would just be one audio clip away. So see you in a mo. And welcome back. We've just been going through a load of supplementary ones here, but supplementary one-hit wonders, of course.
You tried to sound like a proper DJ.
Did I? No. I must be
like
getting professional.
Smashy and nice.
Really, there. I didn't do that on purpose.
Great, mate.
So we're going to go through the answers to this. So get ready with your pencils and papers. You won't need. Have you got a lot of ink in that pen?
It's very blank.
Is it? Excellent. Okay then. Yeah, we've realised that with a lot of, because I went through about five more, that sometimes people know the name of the artist and sometimes the song. So, but we think we've got it the right way around. So here we go. So answers, please, from either of you two. You can shout them out. The first one was Dolce Vita.
Ryan Paris.
Get in there.
I did get that one. I did.
Okay.
Google cheat.
Yep. Well.
Number two, probably a mistake to do this one. Nuts it. Rocker.
No.
B Bumble and the Stingers, that was.
No clue.
Amazing, I didn't know.
Should
that
we
was.
Just close the podcast yes. down yeah, now? Okay. Number three, sorry, I did them in a bit of a weird order. So number three was Zoom.
Fat Larry's Band.
Yes. You've got one. Fat Larry was the drummer. Did you know that?
Was he?
He was the drummer, yeah.
It was his band.
And it was him. It was him that was on Top of the Pops too. And Jane said, which was Fat Larry? There were a load of same people and this absolute porker on the drums. I said, I bet it's him. So, of course, I immediately looked it up. And it was him. Yeah. Number four, Fire.
No clue.
You don't know that one?
It's going to annoy me now.
Yeah, well, it's The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Yes. Or Arthur Brown, yes. You could have just had. Number five, Sugar.
I'm going to kick myself.
Archies?
The Archies. Yeah. That's right.
I thought Brotherhood
you might have said
Man.
The Archers, and I wouldn't have allowed that.
I had Brotherhood of Man.
Did you?
He died the other day.
Did he?
The lead singer.
No.
The wind hurts to go away. Me. He was married to the blonde girl, innit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's
he
sad.
Was.
Yeah. Number six, Wandering Star.
Lee Marvin.
Did you have that one out, Lonely?
Nope.
I'm steaming ahead here.
This one is really going to bug me.
Number seven.
I'm going to give you three. I know two of the three answers.
Yeah, you can only have one of them. Spirit in the Sky.
Well, I will give you Doctor and the Medics also the Kumars.
Yes, and I'll give you the other one because I tried to Google it.
But interestingly, if you
Gareth Gates. Gareth
Well, he was with the Kumars.
That's all I could see really quickly.
Well, interestingly, if you look up One Hit Wonders, they do have a separate list for charity singles and all that sort of thing. But I don't count that. The original was Norman Greenbaum.
Yes.
He was the original.
Yeah.
What did you say? Doctor and the Medic?
Doctor and the Medics then did it, and they were One Hit Wonders.
Oh, that's
and
who
then
I was trying to
The Kumars also did it. Because it's the only song that has been number one three times And they've all been one-hit wonders.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Isn't it, actually? Mm. Okay, number eight was Barbados.
A fairway convention.
Typically tropical. Yeah. But that's a song that you, it's very.
Whoa!
You mustn't, because you have to sing it in a cod Caribbean accent. I won't go down that. But you do, don't you? I don't think it's allowed anymore. Number nine, Float On. That was the one with the clue. That was by the Floaters. You wouldn't call yourself that now, would you?
My goodness.
I wouldn't have called myself that then.
No, you would not. No. Well, you might have done, actually. It's very old. Number 10, Shut Up Your Face. You must know this.
I put Captain Sensible.
Oh, shut up.
Right out loud.
God's sake, woman.
What was it? Hang on. Oh,
Captain
Shut Up
Sensible.
Your Face.
Well, yeah, quite That's a few hits, Captain. You... Joe yeah. Dolce.
Oh, Sensible from.
Okay. I don't know where a lot of things from your head comes from.
I was really confident with that as well.
Excellent.
I really thought I nailed that.
Well, Captain, he had quite a few hits, Captain Sensible. Yeah. He's a bit of a hero of mine.
Number 11, I'll Be There For You.
Rembrandt's.
Yay, you got it. Well done.
Phew.
Number 12, Uptown Top Ranking. Althea and Donna.
Nope,
never heard of them.
I've heard of the song, but just not.
Yeah, number 13, Grandad,
Clive Dunn.
No,
have you not heard of Clive Dunn?
No,
you've never actually heard of Clive Dunn.
I feel like this is a trick question. I'm nervous.
Oh no, I'm just really surprised.
Well, how would I know who he is?
He was Corporal Jones in Dad's Army.
Oh, I have. Yes, yeah. Now that I know the. Yeah. What he was in.
I got that.
Yes.
And he was only actually about.
He was younger. He was one of the
younger
ones. Devil, yeah. Devil gone now, haven't they?
All of them. Yeah.
Ian Lavender died the other day. He died a few weeks ago.
Ian Lavender. A quick quiz question. Who was the one who died before Ian Lavender, the second to last one? Do you know? The man who played the Reverend Timothy Farthing.
Oh.
You know. His reverence isn't going to like that. Oh, do shut up, Mr. Yateman. him, yeah. He was the one who went before. I don't know. Oh yeah, that was number 13, wasn't it? So yeah. Number 14.
Choir, some choir.
There's no one quite like Grandma.
St. Wilfrid's School
Saint
Choir.
St. Wilfrid.
Winifred's.
That's good enough.
No, it's not.
That's easily good enough.
Yeah,
You're writing it down, you fucking cheat.
I'm not putting it. I'm not
we're
ticking
just remembering
it.
For next time.
I'm not ticking it. I'm just.
Okay. And finally.
Jogging my memory.
82-year-old.
Tony Basil.
Tony Basil.
Yeah, I get
you'd
that.
Have a point for that.
Tony.
You can have Wilfrid's and I can have
you
Tony
have
Basil.
You can have Wilfrid's, you can have Tony Basil. So you can add your score up or you can't. But we can't really work out how the scoring goes in this, can we? You can just decide at home if you did
any
good or you didn't. You got 10, did you? That's
10.
Pretty good out of 15.
Just shut up. Apologise now.
There's no point just showing me a blank piece of paper.
Apologise now.
She got two.
I got five.
You got five. Well, that's good. Because
basically,
before the break,
means with my excellent maths, I'm twice as good as you are.
Before the break, you said you thought you only had three. So,
So you wrote two in, and
now you have five.
Yeah. Okay, so there we go. That was another. God knows how successful that quiz was, because we could have people at home saying that was rubbish, I didn't know any, or that was good.
I like the singing bits. I liked remembering the songs.
Yeah, that's the best thing about those things, isn't it?
It's just sing along.
Yeah. I was told by my brother-in-law that he particularly enjoyed the bit in the last one when I was starting to sing something and you just kept going, no, no.
I mean, you started babbling off about choir.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Just no.
Just said, stop. I'm not having it.
Stick pins in my testicles.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, right. Now, we've heard that you've had an email.
I have for my son's school, because we've got to work.
You're live now. Speaking
Sorry.
To the microphone.
Work experience for my youngest and trying to work out what he could do. And I was going to hit up Mr. Simmons here for some sport related something or others.
Get somebody to clean up his houses.
Yes. So then we were just talking about what work experience. I don't remember ever doing work experience. Did you?
I did proper work experience at a big factory. I wasn't like on the assembly line. I was, because I wanted to be everyone in our family worked at the same factory, basically. My dad met my mum there. My brother worked there. My sister worked there. My brother-in-law, it was a huge factory in Finchley, and lots of people, including Dave, who's a listener. He worked at that place as well. And actually, my dad didn't want me to work there because he thought I'd be judged on everybody else who worked there. And I didn't work there eventually. Mm. But I wanted to do an apprenticeship in some sort of engineering type thing. So I went there. And it was really good, you know. I got to go to the technical drawing office and and work on lathes and do bits and pieces. So I had proper, and then I did do an apprenticeship elsewhere. And then 4 years later, I never worked in that industry again.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't very good at the physics.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be good at physics and maths to do anything like that, just to get your city and guilds, and I wasn't very good
just
at it.
Just good job that I didn't do them. Two things. Where was I wasn't yours? That good. We did, we had to do it as part of our course, our business studies course, and the woman often passed people off. And she'd go somewhere with her contacts. And I didn't want to do that. I thought, I'm way too cool for this. Mm. So I found out there was a recording studio in Forest Row. So I tapped them up and said, can I come and do my work experience with you? Thinking that would be a hell of a lot easier than having to go to the industrial estate. And at the last minute, I'd organised it. And she said, no, you can't go there. So I was really pissed off. And she sent me to this place called Silent Block on the industrial estate. And I went there with a friend of mine from college. We went together, and the two of us went, and we got put into the sales office. I'm going to giggle now because this is proper puerile shit now.
Oh, no.
And we got there. And of course, I go to Solomon, but I haven't got a clue what they make. I don't know what they make. I don't know what it is. So I'm really pissed off when I walk into this place. We go into this place and we very quickly, we say hello to everyone, and the bloke says, right, this is what you need to read. This is what we do. And this is going to, they sold flanges. They sold flanges. Now when...
Oh, no.
15, were you?
We were 19, the pair of us. I think we were 18. We were 19. And basically, we've been there less than half an hour. We have to go to this sales meeting and sit in this... in this meeting, and me and Simon, we're sitting in there as they're going through this, and it's not funny. There's like twisting flanges, adjustable flanges into locking flanges, and the pair of us, we just cannot keep it. Cannot keep a straight face. We're mostly laughing, but no, we cannot keep a straight face, and the rest of them start, and they're like, what the fuck is up with these two blokes?
It's not the bloody in between us.
It was an early episode. And then eventually some woman just said, for God's sake, will you two grow up? And that was it. We were lost. I don't know how we didn't get sacked.
Did you stay there for the week?
2 weeks we had to be there.
Oh, right. My goodness.
Yeah, what were you doing?
We worked in the sales office.
Right, selling flanges.
Selling flanges, yes. Selling flanges. Or, yeah, assisting someone who sold flanges with the bloke who works in the Territorial Army, apparently, at the moment of the war.
Can you remember, I mean, just joking aside, what is a flange?
Well, I think it's a piece of rubber that goes...
If something goes over a pipe, it goes over a pipe.
Oh, yeah. So. Even after 2 weeks, I wasn't particularly technical. But yeah, we did that. The other one was I was on the other side of it when I used to have my cricket business, and we employed some people from the local schools. And we got told off and got in trouble because we actually made them do some work. When we used to do all our, you know, cricket games and corporate games, we got these kids in and we had to paint some fences. We had to paint the picket fences. So we got them overalls and gloves and a hat so they wouldn't do this. And we made them, all of us, about six of us for the day. And we just had the music on and we just painted the white picket fences so they would go around the marquees. Anyway, next day I get this furious call from this woman at the school saying, what have you made them do? I said, we actually have done work experience. We've made them do a day's work.
Mm.
Well, they won't be coming back.
Really?
And they're just meant to supervise. You're meant to supervise. They're just meant to. They're meant to stand there
observe.
And observe and learn. And we're like, fucking point of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then we used to have to do it. And then of course, all the kids from my academy, they just were desperate to come and do work experience because they thought he looks like he's got a really dossy life. And basically, I just want to go around the schools and play cricket with him.
Yeah, perhaps that's what they thought they'd
that's
do.
That's what they thought we'd do. And we were like, no, we're not doing that. Actually, we're going to have to do some work.
Yeah.
And we got him massive. And then
insurance. Getting
and
them to paint the picket fence does seem a bit...
Is that really learning about cricket? And
just learning about business.
Washing his car.
Yeah. Bring out the boot.
Go down the road. There was one stage when I had four kids doing work experience and we were all around my house watching the test match. I just thought, I can't think of anything for you lot to do.
It's really hard.
So I said, actually, you lot, two of you, whoever loses, the, you know, do the heads or tails, you can just go down and get ice creams because I'm not doing it. I might have got you. So I sent them down the shop to go and get ice creams. Yeah. So I probably wasn't a very good employer. Yeah, did you have to do it? Your thing,
I don't
then?
Remember ever doing it, actually. No.
What's he going to have to do? What's Rory going to have to do? He's just going to...
Well, I think he can pick. He can find somewhere that, you know, he was doing economics and business and that, but also sports. So that's what I thought, maybe.
I thought possibly me.
Yeah, but
it's
no.
quite hard. Our youngest son, he ended up just working as a playground lady in his old school. He just went in there and said, got any work experience I can do? Yeah.
The best
he said
one
the
was
year
my...
six girls were horrible. Horrible to him. He said, they said to him, have you got a girlfriend? And he went, yeah, I have. They said, show us her picture. So he showed them the picture and they went, yeah, she's too good for you.
Oh, that's
came
mean.
Came over rather upset. Oh.
The best one I had was my nephew. He had always wanted to do architecture. Always wanted to. And then he went and my sister managed to arrange it for him to go and do this work experience. And he decided it was definitely not what he wanted to do.
Oh, really?
And he'd always wanted to do that ever since he was little. And so he changed completely. So it did really help.
Yeah, mine helped. I generally thought, even as a hopelessly immature 19-year-old, I thought if I don't pull my finger out and pass, this is where I might end up. Mm. And I thought that would be the end of life. So you did think, okay, I better go and get some qualifications. I better actually go and do something. So I don't, this is not how my life goes. Mm. We had some when we were, when I was at school, when I was working at school, and we used to employ three kids from one of the local comps, and they would come in and help with all the different kids of different ages. And then we started having big trouble with them, and their little kids were swearing, a bit like you, probably where you got it from.
That's
and
rich.
They were really swearing. And someone took him in and said, where have you learnt these words? And they said, oh, the work experience children have just been teaching us to swear.
Oh, no.
Literally whispering in their ear saying, go on, say. And then, of course, they're going. So these, and they're the only ones ever who didn't last the week.
Right.
They got sent. I think we said, we phoned up and said, no, we're not taking them again.
I mean, I suppose for some people it does some good if you know that's definitely not what you want to do. But I do wonder, really. I mean, but I had some work experience. People come to a place and I work in hospitality. And I said, right, okay, then. Part of the actual real job is if you've got a big dinner for 150 to do, you've got to get all of the equipment. You've got to polish all the glasses, polish all the cutlery. It's all part of it. If you want to be a hospitality manager, that's what you have to do. It's all part of it. And they, of course, they hated that because how many 15-year-olds want to stand there polishing hundreds of pieces of cutlery and counting out plates and you know, so there.
So that's what we did. Oh, good question. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
That wasn't a question. That was
it. No, that was an observation.
That was an observation.
Thank you very much, sweary lady.
That.
Thanks. So I think we're ready to end this particular edition.
I think we are.
I think we've just done over an hour, so we don't want to bore people.
Well, no, the Captain Scarlet segment certainly wouldn't
have done.
I
feel that ship has sailed.
That one sailed about a year ago.
Yeah. So we'll be back in a fortnight's time.
Certainly will.
We might have a guest in a fortnight's
time. Oh, I think we will have a guest.
Might be thinking of, you know, upping the format slightly and getting the old guest in. We might get Andrew in as a guest.
I think Andrew will be coming. If you are listening to this, Andrew, hope your meeting's gone well. Andrew's got a big meeting today.
Yeah. Or same for my friend Hannah. Hope it's gone well, Hannah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The listeners don't know Hannah, though, do they?
They don't know Hannah. They know
they
Andrew.
Don't.
They don't know Hannah.
Is Hannah a listener?
She is.
Oh,
and she's
we love,
went well.
We
and
love
they're
Hannah.
Going to choir together as well,
excellent.
And she's a big
then.
Listener.
She's not coming on. If she comes on, there is no way I'm having a three-way choir show.
Is she an alto?
My only chance of a three-way ever.
She's a sop two with me.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Are you a sop two?
No. For God's sake.
We're off. Okay, we'll carry on this after we finish. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye. Take care.
Pots Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.